When I say throwing shoes, I'm not talking about tossing a pair of sneakers.
There you go.
Throwing shoes is what you do when you're a part of the Crabtree Ringers Club. The club meets and throws shoes at the horseshoe pit behind the schoolhouse south of Litchfield. Mike Wood is the president of the Ringers Club. He says this is not your typical backyard game of horseshoes.
People think of horseshoes a game to 21. Well, in the sanctioned leagues, you pitch two to shoe. Each man pitches, it's usually 40 or 50 shoes, and whatever the score is at the end of those shoes, that's end of the game. And you get an average, a percentage, and that is maintained by the National Horseshoe Pitchers Association, and they classify you according to your percentage when you go to these world tournaments. There's usually 16 men in a class that usually the class won't range any more than 2 or 3 percentage points in a 16-man class.
You may have noticed a couple things that Mike said, including sanctioned, National Horseshoe Pitchers Association, and World Tournament. All things I did not know were associated with horseshoes until talking with Mike. There are many tools besides the horseshoes that go along with it as well. Mike has what I thought looked like a giant Swiss Army knife type assortment of metal files and thingamabobs. Mike explains it better.
A lot of times you'll have two shoes that were in range and you don't know which one's closest, so you use the calipers to figure out which one is the closest. Closest to the peg gets the point. Your shoes are burr, so you've got a file to take any kind of burrs off, and then a shoe has to be within 6 inches of the peg. This is designed to fit right around the peg, and that has to touch the shoe.
So the caliper helps in designating who gets how many points.
If you look down in here, you see he's off the peg. I'm touching the peg, so I get a point, 1 point. This one's closer than this one, but I'm closer than that one, so I just get 1 point out of the whole mess.
Mike first started competing in the yearly world tournaments around the year 2000.
So, but it's you meet a lot of good people and a lot of different people, different countries. There's been I've seen a contingency from Japan, South Africa. There's a gentleman that has been coming from Norway for as long as I've been going to the World Horseshoe Tournaments. I've seen him every year at the World Horseshoe Tournaments.
Mike says he got into the sport of horseshoes partly because of his father-in-law competing in local tournaments, and now Mike says he got his granddaughters into it as well, and they've competed at the world tournament level.
Not to brag or anything, but my middle granddaughter, Kristen Kuntz, she's the only one in the family that has a world championship title. She won her class at the world in York, Pennsylvania, so made Grandpa happy.
Mike says he would like to see more young people joining the sport. He says Illinois has one of the best junior programs in the country with the opportunity for scholarships.
For a junior to qualify for the state, they must pitch 2 sanctioned tournaments. They go to the state, they do not pay an entry fee, and there is scholarship funds available through the state that they can win at the state tournament. Both my granddaughters got into it, and both received in excess of $1,200 when they did finally go to college. So I mean, it's the money's out there, and it takes determination to get into the sport and get into it and proceed with it. So
even though it is competitive, Wood says they like to have fun, and he invites anyone to come join them.
We're here for fun. A lot of people think that there's a lot of backyard pitchers, we could call them. You know, they pitch in their backyard, but they don't think that they're good enough to come out to a place like this. We encourage them to come, because when they come here, we're going to match them up with people of their own ability. And it's all for fun. There's a few diehards out there, but you know, the name of the game is fun, and that's what we like to promote, fun in this sport.
The Crabtree Ringers Club will hold tournaments through the fall, beginning with the Spring Open on May 1st. That's one of the sanctioned tournaments, one of the three to compete in to qualify for the state level. There will also be open tournaments on May 15th, June 19th, and July 17th with sign-in at noon, pitch at 1 p.m., and a $10 entry fee. Mike says they're open to the public and invites anyone to come join them. For more information, you can give Mike a call at 324-4888.
That's the name of the game, Ringers. You know what I mean?
For WSMI, I'm Sarah Tomach.